This is day 1414 of Rosh Hashanah Yomi. Especially protection against potential attacks by our enemies such as Iran, which is in the news at the moment. Today we're doing Yoredeh Simen Reh Samech Daled Sifta Zayin Tichot Gimel. This organ and its tip, yesh basar, has flesh. Where this flesh connected to the organ, hugava, it is raised. Umakib sovi vagid, and it surrounds the organ. Anikra atar, it's called a crown. Bosakev enu bigul yashar, it's that circumference is not a straight circle. But rather on the top of the organ, Marechas Ator Klapei Aguf, this crown extends towards the body, and it gets narrower at the bottom of the organ, Akrov Losh Shogid, to close to the tip of the organ. That's the tour. Uvukotem Ben Shmonim Ine Koten Over, but a child of 8 days old, because the organ is very small, Ein Zeniko Kach, it's not so recognizable. For Elohi Abosor Azeh, Bekulo, this orla is all this flesh. Amakom close a basar hamachur b'lagid until the end of this flesh, where it's connected to the organ, which is Shua Torah. V'chein k'si b'Torah says therefore it says in Torah, orel basar. Actually, that's in Yecheskel. Orel basar mishum the orla ya basar ala basar. The orla is on the flesh. For la shon timtum. The orla is language of thickening, of really stupidity. Kmo ara lev, like stupid of heart. V'chein orla ozem mishma, and it's a blockage, stupidity blockage. The orla ozem mishma, his ear is thickened from hearing. Klomar shabosim mitumtum, the tum utoch orla, meaning that the flesh is stopped up and hidden within the orla underneath it. So that means that on this flesh there are two membranes. Echad av and ikar dei, one is thick and very obvious. V'tziv sa Torah lachtocha or av, is that the Torah command to cut off the thick flesh ad mokom ha-Torah, until the place of the Torah. Chei motech ha-mohel or b'tzosav l'malim me'ha-bosar. Therefore, the mohel extends this flesh with his fingers above the flesh of the organ, kedesh lo yechtach abosin, not to cut the flesh of the organ. V'tov lezeh la'akshos eivr ma'at, and it's best in order to cause the eivr to be organ is somewhat erect. Da'ideze yamituach efet, to extend it well. There is a shield which many mo'olim use nowadays in order to define the difference between the orla and the rest of the organ. V'tov lezeh la'akshos eivr ma'at. You cut off all the flesh, like we wrote. Not like those who cut just a little bit at the tip. Or you have to cut all of the flesh, all the skin, up to the antara. When a child is born circumcised, obviously he's not born literally circumcised. Because the organ is exposed, he looks like he's born circumcised. Also, or kitzara, then the skin over the organ is short. And the mo has to be very careful cutting it. Lachtoch b'masum bekeif, to cut very slowly, deliberately around it. Then the cut is very small. Because he's born with a small amount of skin there. So it's open on top. Looks like he's born circumcised. But if he's really actually no mohu, there is no flesh or law, so you only have to cut a bit in order that blood should come out. Let's cut a little bit of that blood should come out. After you completed the cutting, Yasapri, after the ripping. There is another membrane on the flesh of the organ, a thin membrane below the skin which is cut off. The tochem etz pitzipona ben akuma basar. You stick your nails between the membrane and the flesh. V'kor l'kan, you rip it here and here. Ad shisura basar etzara, until you see the actual flesh of the atara. Closure of a general principle is achituchu sheisgala kol Torah. The cutting is to reveal the entire Torah. From makom siyum abasa v'aschol sagid. That's the place where the flesh of the oil ends and the organ begins. Yisgala, it should be revealed the etzim of and come out of its thick skin. Va'priya megala kol abasa shlad haTorah, and the priya then reveals all of the flesh up to the Torah. V'yotzim kuma racham dugla abasa, comes out of its thin membrane which is connected to the skin. Only on cutting off the orla. The Torah was given. Nemra priya priya was priya was instituted. So you see, I would say the marvel of part needs to show came come mitzvah, come came chatzim mitzvah. Okay, so I might say, well, true, he didn't fulfill the entire mitzvah, but he fulfilled half of the mitzvah. Come Hashem da'avi kulam alklatz, and it tells us if he didn't do bris milah at all. Similarly from Tosi Yotav. Your test, lachar priya, after doing the priya, yaseh metzitzo, you do the sucking. V'zeh l'tikon tinok, this is to for the benefit of the child. Shemot etzamil b'fi, you suck the bris milah, place where you made the wound with your mouth, kadeshi yitzeh adam, since so the blood should emerge and come asar chokim from deep under the skin, kadeshi levo de sakona, and in order not to come to the sakona. Chen omru chazal, therefore chazal said, hayin umnad lomai, it's a moel who does not suck, ma'avirin le, we remove it. Sakona latinok, it's danger for the child. Motzin yafei yafei achi pasak adam, and you suck well until the blood ceases. Tachi yishnayi shumi shi yoseh tov asos mitzitza lo bepeh. Nowadays, those who say it's better to do the mitzita not with the mouth, elabeza spoke shem sabi kasadam, but with some sponge, which sponges up the blood, the low and overhem, the low and shmalim, we don't listen to them. I'm saying, Chachmei HaShas, you became a chukam in Yosem Ham. The Chachmei HaShas knew more than they did. I was saying, Vavadai Shemotu Tila Penoki, but the person doing something has to have a clean mouth, blow shemachlu without any disease, vishnagim, and with clean teeth. Choshke Mashi Shemayla Devon of Avenu. And certainly that which we heard to our great regret. She based in some countries, Yeshagam, a priya anal sima de tzipanayim, that the priya is not done by nails, la de is a mechona katana, but by some small machine, she also a priya, which does appear. Vayim milsa de tmiya, it's an astonishing thing. Vayim lachadesh chadashos ke'ele avinia kavaseinu. We shouldn't have new things like this, we should be like our forefathers. And the same Lushman is that we didn't hear such a thing in the Vardak. Chaf, yadar matesh besvasav tizgalea Torah. The motzeit should be the person who's doing the sucking should be careful with his lips to reveal that Torah properly. Sometimes child is fleshy, chubby. Looks like the skin around the Torah falls downwards. No idea what it means, but in any event, lachem is a mitzitza. Every time the mitzitza, tochik b'sos v'orzel mata. You push this skin downwards and downwards, but it shouldn't fall back again. The tonose amila achar mitzitza spalnis, and you put on the amila after the mitzitza a plaster of a chamon, or some sort of herb which is good for the, obviously the wound, or a tia, or some other bandage, or avak samim, or some sort of powder has adam which stops the blood. The same nosim avak meitz rekev screen. Pulver, whatever that is, they put that kind of powder. So we put it on a rag with cold water. But when you put it on a rag, it has a hem. To turn the hem outwards, not inwards. In order that the hem shouldn't stick to the mila and bring to danger. There are strips of flesh which impede the mila. There are those which don't impede it. These are strips which remain from the flesh of the orla, from the skin of the orla. Kate said, "How so? Dain chofa lachut ha'gavoa sovi shemein abas v'agid." If the skin is still lying on the thread, which is high, which is goes around, which is the circumference between the flesh of the orla and the organ. So ikar Torah, that's the primary Torah. Shem Sichis Gaos, the Torah, you have to reveal that Torah. In Madan Chut or Ha'orla Mekifas Oberos HaSovei, if still a thread of the skin of the orla surrounds it, in the majority of that circumference, I will be she'enu mechasa rovagiv, doesn't cover up the majority of the organ. Re'adainu orel, he's still an orel, but tzorach lachtoch achud, and then you have to cut this thread. Chafilim enu chofer rova, so even if it doesn't go around the most of the circumference, it's also part of the circumference, actually chofer rov govagiv, but it covers most of the height of the organ in that place. I'm not sure exactly what that means. And on these trips, you go back even on Shabbos. They mark the meal as meal because they render the meal unfit. Majority of the height, nor the majority of the circumference. So on Shabbos, you don't go back over them. But on weekday, also you should also go back on those which are not an impediment. So I make this mitzvah more splendid. If you have a child whose flesh is soft and thin, bioser, very much thin, or the other hand, he's chubby, achakilu ain't no mo, to the point that he doesn't look like he had a bris mila. Look at him when his organ is erect. If he looks like he has a bris mila, ain't so clue, doesn't mean you require anything. But you have to fix the flesh here and here because of the way it looks. The time he gets erect, he does not look like a bris mila. We go back and we cut the hanging flesh from here, achaturei basically to the Torah looks revealed at the time of erection. The dove is empty, we're serving this Rabbanan. I mean, the Torah, Ava Bishu near a Koral, would be the right, even though it looks like an Oral, Holo Mal, since he went through the Bismillah, ain't so clear, Mubban Shades, don't do a second Bismillah. Akan Lashon. The Zesh class of Benir Amo Bishas Hakishui, they ain't saying so clear, that which rules that if he looks like he's circumcised at the time of the erection, you don't require anything. So I attack so much in Mekan Mekan, yeah, but you have to fix the flesh of here from here. Haribu just means answer clue machtoch, you don't have to cut anything. But taknia de shim shachor, you fix it rather by pulling the skin, and push it backwards. You shuren shalom and tie it there, achitamot, to the point that it is going to stay there for a little time so the mouth won't go back over to the bottomwards again. Can't cause the chumazan, same way, some thakla, shalom, cause the government tour, and shalom, chim shachor, I yin shalom, they all write that way. You don't have to see the time of the erection most of that Torah. However, Nimo Pamachas Kogan, since it was properly circumcised. I feel like I don't hear Rakhmi with that Torah, even though you see a minority of that Torah, Shanimo, and you see that it's some circumcised Sagi, that's enough Ainsu Homolishan, you still do Sagi Bismila. Koko never seem Evshar, but it's possible you're talking Aideshi Yimshok. Or you should fix it by pulling on the skin and push it backwards. Tied there, to the point that it remains restrained there. Little taxolamata doesn't go back down. Even in the time he's erect, sufficient if the minority of that Torah is revealed to have been circumcised. So time reasons came to Zel Rakhmi Rabbanan. This is this Rabbanan much because of a Rambam. Lo Marachmin about Kol Kach, not so Machmir. This is astonishing. The Rebbeis of Tanya Shingam Leon Mer Katan Hamasur Bol says we have Katan who's chubby. Look at when he's erect. If he doesn't look mo, sorry, Chlamulo. He's got to be seen. You have to be seen. He'll be loved. If not, he doesn't look like he's still has an orla. And so he don't have to. Shmuel Mar Roina Sok Shimiskasha. Well, it says, look at him when he is erect, veneer, a mole, and they look small. Answer the mulo. You don't have to be seen, they'll be left. So now you have to. My benai was between the two of them. Ika benai, near of ain't on near. It's seen and not seen. Roshim Gamil, ain't on Tarak Lamulo. Lashmuel, Tarak Lamulo, I ain't trying to make lunch, Roshim Gamil, and Shmuel. This is the middle of this topic, but it goes on for a long time. So this is where it's supposed to stop. So we'll just stop here for tonight, in any event.